Today we have an interesting reading from Luke chapter 17 about being a servant. And the Lord says, when it's all said and done, we should say to him, Lord, we have been your servant. We have just done our duty. We have done what we were supposed to do. So one of the themes throughout Scripture is becoming a servant of God. In fact, the Lord gives us the greatest example of this, because if you read the letter to the Philippians, St. Paul tells us that Christ not only became a servant, it says he became a slave. And the word that Paul uses in the Greek New Testament is doulos. Doulos means to become a slave. In the passage from St. Paul, St. Paul writes that God emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of man. So this emptying in Greek is the word kenosis. Bishop Sheen has a whole 1 hour talk on this term, kenosis. It means an emptying, that God emptied himself of glory and he became man. Became a little baby, grew up, died on the cross. He became a slave and he was hung on the cross for our salvation. So if the Lord became a slave, shouldn't we become one of his servants? The Blessed Mother herself, when the angel Gabriel came to her and said, are you willing to become the mother of the Lord? What did she say? She said, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Again, that Greek New Testament is the word doulos, the female for slave. She said, I have become the slave girl of the Lord. Again, that beautiful expression that she, our Blessed Mother, the Queen of Heaven and Earth, also became the humble handmaid, the slave of the Lord. In the writings of St. Paul, you see this idea as well. St. Paul, always referring to himself as becoming a servant, he says, I have become all things to all men that I might save some of them. So we should ask ourselves, look into our hearts and souls and ask, how good of a servant are we, right? Because when it comes down to it, we're all called to become servants of the Lord. Remember a priest friend of mine, before he was ordained, the bishop said, the night before his ordination, said, always have the attitude of a servant. He said, when you go to a parish or an assignment, go as a servant. And isn't that a good lesson for priests, for nuns? We have to go and help visit the sick and hear confessions and say Mass. We're called to be your servant, but then you as a mom, you're called to serve your husband and your kids. You as a dad, you're called to serve your wife and your kids, right? Parents serve their children. Children need to serve each other and to serve their parents. So no matter what vocation we're in, we're called to be a servant. If you want to be a good parishioner of a parish, use your gifts and talents for the Lord. Be of service, right? Go visit the sick, teach CCD, use your gifts in music, use your gifts in, Knights of Columbus, Legion of Mary, the Ladies Auxiliary, sewing. See, we're called to become servants, right? That's what this gospel is all about. And at the end of our life, when we come before God, we should be able to repeat in today's gospel, Lord, we've just been your unprofitable servants. We've done no more than we were obliged to do.